Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you caught a flick or two. You know what I'm saying? Netflix. Maybe you have Netflix delivered. Maybe you rented some. Blockbuster in trouble. They could actually go out of business because they're struggling. I don't know if it's people not renting as many videos or whatever. It always seems like to me now the store down the street from me is empty, empty, empty. Or everybody just downloads stuff. I think most of it's probably the downloading thing. If you go to see first run movies, the big one over the weekend, believe it or not, was Beyonce. Yeah. The movie called Obsessed. And people must be obsessed with Beyonce, or at least she certainly has a crowd that is there she is. She wasn't singing this song though, but yeah. And people got their hands up, put them in their pants, pulled out their wallets, and paid to see Beyonce in a movie that we previewed slightly, but I didn't think it was going to be that big at the box office. Over 28 million. It was number one at the box office. So how about that? Competition had something to be desired, but that doesn't take anything away from Beyonce because she was absolutely the star in the flick, and I guess there's something about her because people wanted to go and see her. In the wake of what we were talking about all last week, how much were we talking about those interrogation memos and the blowback off of that and whether or not there's going to be any prosecutions and the flip-flop of Obama after going to see the CIA last Monday. Now you have Eric Holder, who is the attorney general, close to making a decision on what to do with the detainees, because Gitmo is going to close. The thought is, of course, send them back to their countries, their prospective countries, but the countries don't want them. So something has to happen here. Something has to give. What's going on with Holder is he's meeting with European leaders to talk about all kinds of things, including terrorism. And how long is it going to take to shut down the doors of Guantanamo Bay? That was the rallying cry. That was one of the things that Obama said when he was running for president. Can he meet the January deadline? First, you got to decide who's going to be on trial and who do you release to the U.S. or the other countries? How many are going to be set free? I love this. We're doing it on a rolling basis. What kind of baloney is that? We're doing it on a rolling basis. And what is he saying? Of course, it's the toughest thing of his job, part of his job. You think about the countries that they came from and saying that they're not interested in having them back. So what it means is we're going to be stuck with them is what it means. Because they're not, where are they going to go back? Most of them are likely to end up in Virginia. Now, the GOP, we say, and many people say, leave Gitmo open because we're trying to figure out, you know, you're fighting the release of the detainees in the United States, and I got to agree with them. Do we really want the access of evil? Did you love that old word? That was an old one to pull out of the closet from the Bush era, jokingly. Do we really want these evil people, though, in the country? People that we know, at least a couple of them had links to 9/11. Yeah, let's put them in our country. We'll give them three squares. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the focus of what Eric Holder is doing. So there are about 240 inmates, if you're curious, at Guantanamo. As many as 60, if they are freed, by the way, can't go back to their homelands because they would probably be stoned to death or imprisoned. And we're talking about people from Algeria, Afghanistan, Chad, China, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, etc. And then there's a few others as well, like Portugal and Lithuania. They're talking about saying we might accept them, but for the most part, nobody wants them. Mm-hmm. So it's our problem. So the United States has to do something, right, ultimately. if you don't know what you're going to do with them, then I think you need to keep Gitmo open. And if you can't do it, you're going to have to figure out some kind of an alternative. But I fear the alternative. It's Virginia, baby. It's a trip to Virginia, and don't we know it. Well, it was a trip to the morgue, sadly, I can't sugarcoat it, for 103 and counting in Mexico. 1,600 plus sick in that country. 20 infected in the U.S. Know what they got? The swine flu. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? You feel lethargic, exhausted, don't want to eat. And guess what? That's some of what you would see if you had the swine flu. That's what you would feel, plus a fever. So the bottom line is the race is on to figure out a way to handle this. In fact, because of the fear, they've closed schools in New York, Texas, and California, not taking any chances. And why those three states? Because they have kids in New York who have the swine flu who came back from Mexico, for example. They had a couple of cases in Texas. You know, that high fever, the achy bones, coming back from a spring break trip in Cancun with friends. That's exactly what happened to one, and that's how it was described. They were seniors from a high school in New York City, and they were in Mexico. So they've got the swine flu. How many people did ultimately they get sick? Something is very wrong. What happened was students started lining up at the nurse's office. They were saying they were nauseous, they had sore throats, and before long, they knew that this was an epidemic. So they called the city health department and did a couple of quick tests for the swine flu, and yeah, they found that they had them. 8 cases confirmed, but more than 100 students suspected to have been infected. So you do the math, and pretty soon that number is going to be way bigger than 20 in the United States. So the U.S. has declared, in case you don't know it, a public health emergency. And with the people sick in Kansas, Cali, Texas, and Ohio, most of them visited Mexico. So Tamiflu, does this make you feel better? Tamiflu is going to be moved from a federal stockpile to places where the states can get it if they decide they need it, according to Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary. She says, look, we're moving them. They got about 12 million doses of the stuff. What if they run out? What if it becomes an epidemic? School is closed because it's contagious. So they're closing them in those states that I mentioned. They don't want to risk a bigger outbreak, obviously. Think of that U.S.-Mexico border. So now they're talking about taking respiratory samples from patients who look like they might have the flu. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You look fluish. You look exhausted. Let me pull you out of line and see if you have it. You have any border crossings? Think of the border crossings. The airports. And they've got signs. Cover your cough. At LAX, cover your cough. Give me a break. And it's very bad across the border, very bad. And I'm thinking, I just know because I lived in that border. Juarez and El Paso, pretty contagious stuff. Could this be the big epidemic? Man, I hope not. I hope people that are traveling get back here soon enough. And I think if you are going to travel to Mexico, make other plans, baby. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
So what you go stand for is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Just as a warning, the CDC is saying more cases of swine flu, so I'm sure we'll be talking about it later here on America Tonight throughout the week. I tell you, each and every show, if we have a reason to, we pull out the dungeon and we fling somebody in the dungeon. Ultimately, I send them a key, and they can certainly try to persuade us for their release. And we've actually had people do that here on the show, and it makes for great radio, so you never know. But the FDA, it's the Food and Drug Administration, that I'd have to say, in reading this story over the weekend, but it's one that we knew from before. The FDA needs a massive overhaul. Look at some of the food problems that we've had in the past 2 years. I'm thinking way back to the spinach problems. Now, this is what the deal is. The Food and Drug Administration definitely needs more people to go and do inspections, people who know what they're doing. But the progress in the 100 days of Barack Obama has been slow to a crawl on the FDA. His ultimate person that he chose to run the Food and Drug Administration, Margaret Hamburg, wasn't confirmed by Congress, hasn't been confirmed by Congress, so that's a problem. If she is confirmed, then she's the person. But ultimately, there is a huge gap in what the FDA is doing and what they're responsible for. You know, the safety of what our food is, drugs, consumer stuff, but especially the food. And lately, because of the way the responsibilities in food have been handled, the peanut butter outbreak that made 500 people sick, killed 10, that shouldn't have happened. There was inspections, but not very good ones, obviously. The pet food dilemma, the spinach that I mentioned, the anchovies, the baby formula. I mean, I could take a whole show and point out the problems. So I'm going to say that this has to happen fast. There has to be some order with the FDA. And one of the problems is that they don't, it's recalling, trying to do the food recalls. They have to wait to get the cooperation of the person who has the food to voluntarily recall the products. In other words, the manufacturer. That's a complicating thing, apparently. The FDA, though, is responsible for how much of the food supply. If I told you 75%, would you be surprised? Yeah. Maybe. And to me, though, it's understaffed. It's unacceptable. They inspect only 1% of the foods that are imported into this country. Who knows what we could be eating? Who knows? 1%. So I'm going to say the FDA needs a rehaul, redo as fast as possible. So I'm taking the FDA and shoving them in the dungeon. Matt, show them the way.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, somebody needs to streamline. How about that? Wouldn't that make sense? Uh-huh. They have to coordinate. And one of the biggest problems is what the USDA does with their inspections of meat and what the FDA also does. So there has to be a way to create one entity, I would think. I mean, I don't care. Bottom line is that we have food that's imported all over the place. Someone has to inspect it, and you have to tell me that there's got to be more than one person doing, there's been more than 1% rather of the food supply being inspected, because why even have this organization if it's not getting the job done? I mean, hello. Here in America Tonight, a lot was made, just like every other talk show and every other person by the water cooler, talking about the stimulus and what does the stimulus mean to you, $787 billion. And we know where a lot of it was allocated, obviously. But how fast are these projects happening? Somebody said that to me the other day. Well, you know, the stimulus is supposed to create some jobs, but how fast are the jobs? Nobody's getting these jobs. How fast is that going to happen? And the push is on to make some of the projects happen sooner rather than later, to start at least by the summer, because this whole promise of job creation, that's the thing. Now, 120 million people are taking home supposedly a little more in their paychecks because of the tax cuts, right? But how much does that mean? $15 a check, $20 a check. There's plans, obviously, to rebuild roads and bridges and the airports and the high-speed rail networks, which is going to take forever. But the economic stimulus was passed. And so the argument was more Americans will go to work. They'll do the public projects. We'll have more people out there with the shovels, with the jackhammers, with the whatever. And so far, they're trying to push this to make these things happen fast. And I think that's what they have to do. If it's going to be green, if it's going to be whatever, who cares? You need people that need jobs. Get them to work. Break the ground as fast as you can. $1 billion in the stimulus is for transportation. Mm-hmm. So we had the selling of the stimulus. Now let's ultimately see if there's going to be fruit that grows on this puppy, if there's going to be fruit on this tree. Some people being put back to work or not, or it's just empty promises and more debt, which is the worst thing possible, I fear. The 100 days in office, of course, is going to be a big deal coming up later this week. We've already touched on it, however, here on America Tonight. We'll talk about it on Wednesday, obviously. For some reason, this seems to be the passage of time that people talk about with presidents, and they've done it since FDR. And then talk about specific things, whether it's the economy, whether it's illegal immigration, you know, whatever it is. But on all the polls that I can see, except for a couple that I talked about last week, and there are Americans who are split on questions of things to do, like if you should go after some of the people who crafted the memos under the Bush administration if they broke the laws with the interrogation practices or not. And 51% in some of the polls say they favor it, 47 don't. You know, it varies a little bit from poll to poll. But the bottom line is, ultimately, Obama still is drawing pretty favorable ratings. And, you know, I'm going to say most of that is Democrats, but not certainly not all of it is exclusively the Democrats. Polls are small, and it'll be interesting to see where he sits by the end of the year. Now, here's the bottom line. I'm not rooting for Obama to bomb. If he becomes the best thing that we've ever seen down the pike, and I think even Don and even Mark, if that happened, I think they'd say the same thing. Great. Then I was wrong, and I would eat crow on this show, no question about it. But is it really looking that way? Always the rhetoric sounds good. Always the conversation sounds good. Of course, it might be the teleprompter, but the delivery part. Ultimately, will we have the delivery? You know what I'm talking about. You've met these people before, and they're great speakers, but do they deliver? Will he deliver in the end, whether it's taxes or health care or whatever it is? If he delivers, then all bets are off. I don't care what label you want to put on yourself. I would have to think, then fine. But I'm thinking the opposite thing. That's why I put him low to mid, because of the stimulus, number one, I think was a mistake. The tax breaks that were promised, not really delivered, but the taxes in general, a mess in these United States. And, of course, health care still dangling out there. Too many people without health care, while illegal immigrants in an emergency room situation are treated and don't have to worry about the payment. You got the guy holding his breath that he's going to be able to afford whatever it is has happened to him when he goes to an emergency room, which, by the way, most people wait to even go to the doctors because they don't want to pay the money. So as usual, we have a plethora of things that we're talking about here on the show. Coming up next, mortgages. Oh, yeah. Chuck Salisbury is an expert in this game, foreclosures, the housing market, all that kind of good stuff. If you want to hang around for that here on ATN.
What in blazes goes on inside that head of yours?
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Hang on to our little boxes, don't we, no matter where you live. If you're listening to me in Connecticut or you're listening to me outside of Chicago or perhaps Florida or in California, obviously. And everybody has a different scenario. Are you struggling to make the mortgage payments? Were you thinking about a reverse mortgage? Some older people being pushed in that direction. Is that a smart thing to do? How about the foreclosures I mentioned? Is it a good time to pick up a foreclosure? Is it a bad idea altogether? The guru of answering these kind of questions, knocking them down, is Chuck Salisbury. You probably have heard of Chuck. He's got a book out called The Incredible Investment Book. He's on radio stations all over the place. Chuck, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the honor, Kate. I appreciate it.
Hey, before we get to the reverse mortgage thing, I am curious about this. I did a little cruising, and I just told the audience this around a couple of neighborhoods outside of Dallas, because that's where I am right now, where we're broadcasting from, Dallas and Minneapolis. And I'm in some of the best neighborhoods, some of the worst neighborhoods, still seeing a lot of for sale signs and also seeing foreclosures. Why is it a bad idea to grab a foreclosure because everybody wants a good deal? Is it not such a good deal?
Well, you know, there are a lot of good deals out there right now, but if you buy a foreclosure while it's in the process of being foreclosed, my guess is the property has not devalued enough for you to actually make any money on it in this market. Number one, if somebody is trying to sell the property and it's not selling, you don't want to be the one to bail them out. Because, you know, being a good Samaritan is not how you make money. How you make money is buying the property at the lowest price. After the property goes into foreclosure, it goes back to the bank. We do buy foreclosures, but for a very specific reason, and we never buy from the owners. We always buy from the bank. The banks have that down as a non-performing loan, and when they sell it to us, they'll probably sell it to us for half of what the seller, the owner, is willing to sell it to us. And at that price, we can take that property, we can fix it up, we can rent it, and have a positive cash flow. Remember, the bad idea comes when people think they're going to buy a foreclosure and then flip it. It's not going to happen. This is not the kind of market to think about flipping property.
What if you're a first-time home buyer? Because everybody, you know, what's really getting pushed down a lot of people's throats is, oh, this is the perfect time to buy it as long as you have, you're making enough cash. If you're double income folks, whatever it is, I mean, this is the time. Do it, do it, do it. Make the decision now because you can really get some of these steals, and then plus you'll get $8,000 off on the taxes. Is that true? Is it a good time to buy right now?
Kate, it is a good time. If you're buying it, you're going to be owner-occupied. In other words, you're not looking to get rich quick. You're not looking to take advantage of somebody else's misery. What you're looking for is a house, and you want to buy that house at a good price. Certainly today is a much better price than a year ago or 2 years ago. Texas has been one of our buying objectives for quite a period of time because the prices of homes in Texas are very reasonable. We bought a lot of homes in Austin. We bought a lot of homes and continue to buy in Houston. Dallas is a little bit more expensive, but still, in retrospect, it's a good time to be buying homes in any of those markets. So if you're going to live in it, yeah, it is a good time to be shopping.
And what's the rule of thumb with, and I know every property is different, so this is such a wide open question, but what's the rule of thumb about how long you have to stay in a house if it's your main property, your main domain?
Well, that's going to vary with people. You know, if you're a young family raising children, more than likely your goals and objectives are to stay there until the kids get through school. Now, that's a long-term goal, but at least that's the objective that parents have when they move children into a brand-new school and a brand-new neighborhood. But once you get the kids in school and they're playing with the other kids in the neighborhood, it's very hard to uproot the kids. So normally if it's a young family, they're going to stay longer. If it's an older family where their kids are maybe in high school, they may be looking at this as, you know, just kind of a transition home. They may stay in it 5-10 years and then move on to a retirement home. So it depends upon the family, Kate.
Is real estate, I mean, when you look at a portfolio, you talk about stocks and everything else, but real estate still is, to own a house or to own several properties if you can do it, it's still a good thing, isn't it, right?
Yeah, the American dream is home ownership. I was a stockbroker for 22 years, and I want to tell everybody out there, the best thing they can do for their portfolio is fire their stockbroker. There isn't any stockbroker in the business that I know of, and I was in it for 22 years. I was with Prudential and Smith, Barney, and Shearson, Lehman, et cetera, and I was a branch manager for a good period of time. I don't know of one stockbroker that ever made anybody wealthy. That's not the way to get wealthy. The securities business is this. They make money with your money. It's called OPM. We use that to our advantage in real estate. But real estate is a better investment than anything offered by any of the stock brokerage firms. So if you're going to play in the stock market, consider it to be that. Play. It is risk money. It's gambling money. Now, I'm not saying you can't make money in the stock market, but for you to make money in the stock market, you have to take charge of your money, you have to do your own research, and you have to know the company before you buy it.
Boy, that's so true. I have so many friends in the business, and I schooled myself in it from them and from other people because I found the same thing, Chuck, that ultimately people steer you in the direction of whatever Merrill's doing or whoever it was at the time, and that's just the way it goes. And so sometimes you win.
You know, they really serve the hedge fund. So when you see a research report to buy or sell a particular stock, they're serving the end user, which is the hedge funds and the big money. The retail customer becomes a dumping ground for stock that they want to get rid of. And, of course, if they want to buy stock, they want to dump the stock. They want the price to go down. So they're going to tell you to sell, and you got a bunch of sellers out there, and people sell good stocks because the hedge funds want to buy it at 10-20% cheaper. So it is very self-serving. The securities industry, believe me, is in the business to make money for themselves, and so is the stockbroker. And by the way, the worst investment is mutual funds. So if you want to get a worse track record than what your brokerage firm offers to you, invest in mutual funds. They have the worst track record. It's the worst investment, and it is the most expensive investment you can make. Forget about the load, no load. That has nothing to do with it. The people that invest in mutual funds pay all the expenses, which is the rent, the huge salaries, et cetera. They pay it all.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, reverse mortgages. There's been a lot written lately about reverse mortgages, a lot of stories on that. About older, in fact, you even see commercials. Who is it? I want to say it's Oh, he used to be on Heart to Heart. The guy who was on Heart to Heart, kind of good-looking guy.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of his
name.
Famous.
Escapes me. I know it when I see him, but it disgusts me. He's doing it for bucks. He hasn't done his research. If he did his research, which is what I did before I did my book, by the way, I did research reverse mortgages. It is the worst thing that a senior can do. Their last remaining asset is their home, and now they want to sell their home for 35 cents on the dollar. The fees on a reverse mortgage are enormous, and that's the reason so many people are jumping into it. It is a very, very profitable business. If you do a reverse mortgage, if you're a senior citizen, remember, you still have to pay the taxes, you still have to maintain the home, you have to pay the insurance, all those expenses are still yours. And by the way, if your home happens to go up in value, which I think houses are going to go up in value in the next couple of years because we're going to get into a period of very, very high inflation again, and the only investment that keeps pace with inflation is real estate, you are not going to be able to participate when your house goes from, let's say, $300,000 to $600,000 again or whatever. You're not going to be able to participate. You're going to kick yourself for selling the house. There is a better way. There is a way for people to remain liquid, to have cash flow, and actually increase the value of their estate as opposed to devaluation or decreasing of the value of their estate, which is exactly what they're going to do when they do a reverse mortgage. You're going to make money for somebody else, as usual, another government idea that makes no economic sense. Worst thing to do. So if anybody is thinking about a reverse mortgage, go to our website, which is 10percentdown.com. Register. It's a free resource for you. You can be in touch with our people, and again, we'll never charge you a penny. All we're here for is to make sure that people don't make mistakes. So talk to somebody at my company, 10percentdown.com, and we will tell you the facts on reverse mortgages, and we will give you a solution which is 10 times better than any reverse mortgage out there.
Yeah, it's too bad because I think a lot of people see that. I think it's Robert Wood I was thinking of. I can't remember.
Robert Wagner.
Yeah. Robert Wagner, not Wood. Robert Wagner, that's
See,
it.
Mm-hmm. We work as a good team. You gave me Robert, I gave you Wagner.
So he's so lovable. You see him and you think, oh, I'm stuck. What do I do? And that's the sad thing, because that's really, I think it's preying on older people, because if they don't have somebody else who knows the answers to lean on, whatever, the next thing you know, they're in the trap and it's too late, right?
Yeah, and then, of course, there's all these insurance agents that used to sell these annuities, and they went to these variable annuities, which people didn't think they were risky, and they turned out to be enormously risky because they partnered mutual funds along with annuities. Annuities had traditionally been very safe. Well, a lot of older people lost a lot of money in those products. And by the way, annuities have enormous commissions on them. You want to check it out? Again, you can go to the website and talk to one of our people. Before you buy an annuity, we'll tell you exactly what that insurance agent is going to make on that deal. And you're going to pay for it. Out of $100,000, for example, it could be immediately worth $92,000 because you're paying $8,000 in commission. That is not a good investment, folks. That's a way to lose money.
Yeah, absolutely not. Hey, we have like a minute left, but you've got this book, and I said it, The Incredible Investment Book. In a nutshell, what does it cover, some of the stuff we were talking about?
Yeah, the things we were covered about, you know, ideas. Why is doing the 1031 exchange a bad idea for most transactions? Why should you get out of your retirement accounts, your 401k, for example, your IRAs, your KEO, your SEP? Why should you get out of them? Because they don't work. We prove they don't work. It's in the book. Lots of valuable information. Also, you get my newsletter, which I put out every month. In October of 07, I told people to get out of the stock market, and that was October 07. That was in my newsletter, which is free. So my book, you can get that on my website, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc. But the best resource for free is my website, which is 10percentdown.com. And you got to spell out the words, no numbers, no 10. It's got to be T-E-N-P-E-R, etc. But 10percentdown.com is a free resource. You
go
can
there.
Get my book on there,
yep.
But you can get a lot of it.
Chuck, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be back on the flip side.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Look out for that swine flu. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to be talking about this, I have a feeling, throughout the week. I just found out some new information. There's possible couple of cases of swine flu in Dallas, is what they're saying now. So they've closed schools in New York, Texas, and California because they're afraid so many people on spring break, particularly in the border states, a lot of high school students, a lot of college students go, and who knows how many could have been infected with this. 100-plus dead in Mexico, 1,600 at least coming down with the swine flu. So it is a public health emergency, and we'll keep you up to date on anything that we learn here on this show. We'll have a doctor on, obviously, to talk about that coming up later in the week. And speaking of coming up, on our next show, we're going to talk to a baseball legend, somebody who I've had the pleasure of talking to before that I think you'll all enjoy. His name is Raleigh Fingers. You remember him for the crazy mustache, pitched for Oakland and a couple of other teams, and he has some interesting thoughts in a cool book that he put together called Raleigh's Follies. And he's always fun to talk to, so we'll be talking a little sports shorts with him, baseball, and some other fascinating things that happened along the way. Time for that news you can abuse, upside down, all around crazy stuff that happens that you hear about. I call it like the kicker stuff. It's not always ha-ha funny, but the bizarre or strange things. And boy, do we have a bunch of them. You always, every once in a while, you hear about these stories. And this happened, the story came out a couple days ago anyway. Australian police released a x-ray, and it had the skull of a murdered Chinese immigrant shot 34 times in the head and neck with a high-power nail gun. And this is radio. If I could describe to you, it looks like someone just scratched his skull on that x-ray. And they saw the x-ray and knew, this has got to be a nail gun. Has to be a nail gun. Here's another one. This is an award-type thing, and it's great when man's best friend gets a medal, and a medal was handed out to a dog who sniffed out survivors amid some of the rubble of what they call the Blitz, which has been sold out at an auction in London. The buyer at the sale, I mean, it set a big record. The buyer at the sale, I think, was pretty surprised by it. At the Spink auctioneers, they want to be anonymous, basically, but no question, way more pounds were paid for this than was originally thought. So that's part of the beauty of calling in this stuff. You know, when you see it, it's not just in the movies. People really do just call in those bids. And this is what happened there. So the hero dog, the Dicklin Medal, which is the highest honor for animals awarded to a dog named Rip, love that name, who was credited with finding more than 100 people trapped by German bomb damage during the Second World War. And they started that medal program, I guess, years and years ago, and decorated Rip in 1945. The previous record for this Dicklin Medal was awarded to Simon, which was the ship's cat on the HMS Amethyst. Wow, pretty cool. I never even heard of that medal. Matt, did you ever hear of that medal before? Giving out a medal to the dog that sniffed out the most bodies, or the cat that was like the watchdog on the Amethyst?
No, I never heard of that at all.
I think it's cool that they award the animals that, though. Because think about in police work, how often do you see that the dogs do a ton of the work, the canines, that whole canine unit that usually you have them in every state. And when they're looking for people, and sometimes it's a sad ending, but at least they, and sometimes it's a happy ending, but at least they help in tracking down suspects or in recovering bodies. And like I said, you see this all the time. This is a good story, and it makes you think, wow, Willa Chen must love taking tests. The 17-year-old senior at Southeastern Michigan's Canton High School got perfect scores on the ACT, SAT, and the PSAT. I don't know how many of you can remember taking any of those tests, but I'd say that's pretty darn good. To sit there and take all three and get a perfect score, she's a high school senior, I guarantee she has her choice of where she wants to go to college.
Good for you!
Exactly. Good for her. Crazy. Here we end news you can abuse. A teen broke into cars. Why? To raise money to pay for a lawyer to defend him on other charges. A criminal complaint said a resident caught the teen inside his Chevy Camaro. Then they traced all the money back. Duh. If you can't afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to you. Ever hear that saying before? One of my favorite things to do is look back into time. In other words, this day in history. There are 248 days left in this year. Did you know that in 1521, Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan was killed by natives in the Philippines? Yes, it's true. Here's another one for you. In 1865, the steamer Sultana exploded, actually, on the Mississippi River near Tennessee. Memphis, in fact, killed 1,400 people, mostly freed Union prisoners of war. Well, that's depressing. 1932, American poet Hart Crane drowned after jumping from a steamer into the Gulf of Mexico while en route to the United States. 1973, acting FBI Director Patrick Gray resigned after it was actually revealed he handed over Bureau files on the Watergate burglary to the Nixon White House. That's a no-no. 10 years ago, a week after the Columbine High School massacre, President Bill Clinton called for new gun control measures, saying people's lives are at stake here. And now we know how that's ended up with the assault rifles. Jazz trumpeter Al Hurt died in New Orleans at 76 years old. 5 years ago, do you remember, a ruptured pipeline began spilling 123,000-plus gallons of diesel fuel into the Suisun Bay, that's just east of San Francisco. And also Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania beat back a tough primary threat because it looked like he was going to lose. He barely knocked off Congressman Pat Toomey. But but did it because Arlen Specter has been in there forever. You almost feel like he's grandfathered in, but you forget he still has to run, baby. 1 year ago, this is interesting, Ashley Force became the first woman to win a national funny car race just at 25. She beat her father, who was a drag racing icon, John Force, in the final round of the 28th Annual Summit Racing Equipment Southern Nationals. That's a mouthful. In Commerce, Georgia. Hey, we have birthdays, too. Some of these names you will recognize.
Hey, birthday
some of them...
singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
Yeah, we desperately need birthday singers here on this show. Actor Jack Klugman is 87 years old. Announcer Casey Kasem is 77 years old. Rock singer Kate Pearson from the B-52s, wow, 61 years old. I had no idea. Pop singer Sheena Easton, big milestone birthday, 50 years old. Ace Frehley, you know who Ace Frehley is. Come on, think about it. Think hard, think makeup. Other guys around him. Pyrotechnics, you see some of that in the show. If you were thinking Kiss, you'd be right. 58 years old. Sally Hawkins is 33. Also, rock musician Travis Meeks from Days of the New is 30 years old. Rock singer-musician Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy is 25. Actor William Mosley is all of 22 years old. Here's one that I like, too. Rock musician Rob Squires from Big Head Toad and the Monsters, 44 years old. Trying to see if I missed anybody on my list. Ooh, yeah. R&B singer Cuba Gooding Sr., did you know? 65 years old. Also, actress Judy Carn, who at one point was very, very famous, is 70 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy, happy birthday to you. As I said, coming up later this week on America Tonight, we'll be talking more about the swine flu. We'll get some doctors to tell us more of what's happening. We'll give you the latest from the CDC with their school closing also on the horizon in some pretty big states. There's a concern that more of a spread will happen since you have so many students who've gone to Cancun and Acapulco and all those places in between Cabo San Lucas. I used to go there all the time when I lived in California. It's easy, quick plane flight, and a lot of students go there as well. We'll leave you with this from Edward R. Murrow. Everyone is a prisoner of his own experiences. No one can eliminate prejudices. Just recognize them.
Are you finding this job stressful?
Sometimes.
Pray more.
Good night and good luck.